रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। अयोध्या कांड चैप्टर नंबर 69 भारतास ड्रीम। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। द डे ब्रोक सैडली फॉर भारत। He dreamt a dream in the last watches of the night and was grieved to think that it would prove too true. His friends noticed his gloom and sought to chase it away. Some played on the veena and other musical instruments. Some sought to engross him in silken toils of dance and song. Some declaimed plays in Sanskrita, Prakrita, Paisacha, Magadha and other dialects. Some drew him into light and humorous talk. Others related droll stories and tales. A dear friend of his noticed that his thoughts were far away and were engrossed with some sad subject and said, "Dear friend, your face is not as bright and cheerful as usual. Some great grief weighs on your soul. Will you not allow us to share it with you?" To which Bharata replied, "Would you like to know the cause of my unwonted darkness of spirits? Last night I had a dream when I saw my father with disheveled hair and dirty limbs leap off a lofty mountain into a deep pool filled with liquid cow dung and swim there in high glee. Ever and anon he drank oil from his hollowed palms and laughed uproariously. His body dripped with oil. He ate ravenously of food prepared with sesame and took a header into the deep pool of oil. The ocean dried up, revealing its sandy bottom. The moon fell from its sky. The great darkness blotted out the world. The tusks of the state elephant shivered to atoms. Blazing fires went out all of a sudden. Earthquakes split the solid globe. Trees withered and shriveled. Mountains emitted black fumes. His Majesty was seated on a throne made of black iron, dressed in black robes, while women of black and yellow hue stood round and clapped hands in maniacal laughter. Next, he decked himself with red sandal paste and red garlands, took his seat on a chariot drawn by donkeys, and drove south in deadly haste. A Rakshasi, clad in red, dragged him along, her hideous face distorted with unholy mirth. These sights of ill omen troubled my dreams last night. One of us, His Majesty or Rama or myself, is sure to die. If you dream of driving a chariot drawn by donkeys, you are sure to see ere long the smoke rising up from your pyre. Now you have the key to my heavy heart and apparent indifference to all you so kindly do to cheer it. My throat is parched. My mind undergoes some nameless torment. I see nothing that could cause me fear, but I have not the slightest doubt that I am in its grip. My words, voice, and tone have lost their wonted dignity and force. I'm shorn of my brightness and luster. I hate myself, but I cannot lay my finger on that which lies behind all these manifestations. Never had I any dream like this. I am convinced beyond a doubt that it will be fulfilled. My heart is invaded with a growing fear when I associate this ill-omened dream with my sire of superhuman excellences. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunabdi Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.